This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, chemically peculiar dwarfs and direct imaging of a four-planet system. Most stars are largely composed of hydrogen nuclei. Fusion of these nuclei produces helium, which, if the conditions in the stellar core are right, can then fuse to create heavier and heavier nuclei, up through the periodic table to iron. Elements heavier than iron are found in the atmospheres of stars, however, but these elements are created not in stellar cores through the normal fusion process, but in the outer layers of massive stars, or in the highly energetic environments of supernova explosions. Measuring the abundances of various chemicals in stellar environments can lead to an understanding of the chemistry and history of a star. And now a team of astronomers have found a star with unusually large amounts of several heavy elements. Hot subdwarfs are a class of small star near the end of their lives. The team were investigating why the class of helium-rich hot B subdwarfs have far less hydrogen in their outer layers than other similar stars. Using the 3.9-metre Anglo-Australian telescope at Siding Springs in New South Wales, Australia, the astronomers looked at the optical spectrum of one particular B subdwarf, located some 2,000 light-years away from the Sun. What they found were signatures of several chemicals that would normally be expected to appear in the atmosphere of such a star, but the spectra also showed several strong features that were less easy to identify. Modelling of spectral features from various elements at the high temperatures found in subdwarf atmospheres showed that the lines were due to the elements zirconium, yttrium, strontium and germanium at abundances between 1 and 10,000 times normal. This is the first detection of such high abundances in this type of star, so what causes such a strong detection? These chemicals are all heavier than iron, so are not produced in normal fusion processes in stellar cores. They are known to be created in a process known as slow neutron capture in the outer envelopes of large, so-called asymptotic giant branch stars. One suggestion for the apparent abundances seen here is that the material could have been dredged up from inside the star, but this requires the star to contain a very large amount of these heavy elements, with no clear mechanism for how they were created or acquired, since there is no evidence of a nearby asymptotic giant branch star which could have donated such material. Another theory is that a combination of settling due to gravity, upward movement via radiation and convection, together with chemical diffusion, could lead to the formation of cloud-like layers in the star's atmosphere. Different cloud layers would contain larger amounts of different chemicals, with the surrounding atmosphere being correspondingly deficient. This would explain the observed strong abundances of chemicals such as zirconium, without requiring an additional source of material, or an unusual evolutionary pathway. Most exoplanets detected are found indirectly, either through the apparent wobble of the parent star, caused by the gravitational pull of orbiting planets, or the dimming of the star as a planet passes in front of it, blocking out some of the star's light. Some planets, however, have been detected through direct imaging. Now, a group have directly detected a fourth planet in a system already known to contain three massive planetary bodies. The detection of these planets was made in the infrared part of the spectrum, where hot objects shine brightly. The planets in this system formed only recently, less than 100 million years ago, so are still warm, and the three planets already known all have wide orbits, making them easier to spot over the much brighter central star. The new planet, designated HR8799e, is orbiting the star with a period of roughly 50 years, and is much closer than the other planets in the system, separated from the star by just 14.5 times the distance between the Earth and the Sun, a distance known as the astronomical unit. The images were made using the Keck telescope in Hawaii, and use a technique known as angular differential imaging, which allows the bright central star to be subtracted from the image, allowing much fainter planets to be seen. This planetary system resembles a scaled-up version of the outer planets in our own solar system, with each of the four known planets several times more massive than Jupiter, and belts of debris located at distances from the star where the temperatures are similar to those in the more familiar asteroid and Kuiper belts around the Sun. More than 500 extrasolar planets are now known. This particular discovery is notable because it poses problems for theories of planetary formation. HR8799 is the only known system where multiple giant planets orbit at distances greater than 25 astronomical units. Outer giant planets are thought to form by fragmentation of the debris disk surrounding a young star, but the newly discovered planet orbits HR8799 at a distance where the disk would have been neither cool enough nor rotating slowly enough for fragmentation to happen. The other prevailing model of planetary formation is that a core of solid material forms and accumulates material from the surrounding cloud. HR8799E is too close to the star for fragmentation to be the formation mechanism, while the other gas giants in the system are too far away for accumulation to have been the cause. Because of the similarities of the planets, neither mechanism can explain the formation of the entire planetary system. It could be that the planets were all formed much further out than their current locations, and then migrated inwards towards the star. Or they formed much closer in, and then migrated outwards to their current locations. But both of these theories also have their problems. While large planets like these are the easiest to spot, it may be that there are also a population of smaller, rocky planets located closer to the star, which future developments in technology could allow us to detect. And finally, scheduled to perform a manoeuvre on December the 7th that would take it into orbit around Venus, Japan's Akatsuki spacecraft malfunctioned and will now have to wait for another opportunity to enter orbit. The probe carried a variety of instruments to investigate the planet's atmosphere, and was scheduled to enter orbit around Venus on December the 7th, following a 12-minute burn of the orbital manoeuvring engine. Data from the spacecraft indicated that the burn started on time, but, after a blackout due to the probe passing behind the planet, communications were not restored when expected. Since the engines only fired for 3 minutes, instead of the 12 required to enter orbit, the probe missed the planet and will now continue on its orbit around the Sun. A variety of images taken as the spacecraft passed the planet showed that the scientific instrumentation appears to be functioning as expected. The Japanese space agency, JAXA, are hopeful that by placing the probe in hibernation to minimise battery use, they can prolong Akatsuki's life long enough that it may be able to enter orbit in 6 years, when its current orbital path once again takes it close to the planet.